Ways to foster reflective thinking in students. Ways to foster reflective thinking in students are crucial for their growth. You may wonder why this matters. Reflective thinking can transform your classroom. It helps students make sense of their experiences and enhances their critical thinking skills. This article will explore effective strategies and fun activities to boost reflection in your teaching. Get ready to dive into the power of reflection and see how it can change the way your students learn. The importance of reflective thinking in education. Why reflective thinking matters for you. Reflective thinking is a powerful tool that can transform your approach to education. It allows you to step back and analyze your teaching methods, helping you to grow and improve. When you take the time to reflect, you can identify what works well and what doesn't. This process helps you to adapt your strategies to better meet the needs of your students. Imagine teaching a lesson that you thought was perfect, only to find that your students were confused. By reflecting on that experience, you can pinpoint where things went wrong and make adjustments. This not only helps you become a better teacher, but also shows your students that learning is a continuous journey. Benefits of reflective thinking for your students. Your students also gain a lot from reflective thinking. Here's how. 1. Encourages self-assessment. When students reflect on their work, they learn to evaluate their own progress and understand their strengths and weaknesses. 2. Boosts engagement. Reflective activities can make learning more engaging. Students feel more connected when they think about their experiences. 3. Promotes lifelong learning. By encouraging your students to reflect, you are teaching them the value of learning beyond the classroom. Enhancing critical thinking skills through reflection. Reflective thinking is a stepping stone to enhancing critical thinking skills. When students take the time to reflect, they learn to analyze information more deeply. They begin to ask questions like, why did I choose this approach? Or what could I have done differently? This kind of questioning is crucial for developing strong critical thinking skills. For example, after completing a project, you can have your students write a short reflection. They can discuss what they learned, what challenges they faced, and how they overcame them. This not only solidifies their understanding, but also helps them think critically about their learning process. Effective reflective thinking strategies for students. Simple reflective thinking strategies you can use. When you think back on your day or a lesson, it's like shining a flashlight on your learning. Here are some simple strategies to help you reflect better. 1. Journaling. Write down your thoughts after class. What did you learn? What questions do you have? 2. Think pair share. Talk with a partner about what you learned. This helps you see different views. 3. Exit tickets. At the end of class, write one thing you learned and one question you still have. This keeps your mind active. Engaging student reflection activities to try. Let's make reflection fun. Try these activities to get your brain buzzing. 1. Reflection circles. Sit in a circle and share your thoughts. Everyone gets a turn to speak. 2. Digital portfolios. Create an online space where you can save your work and reflect on your progress. 3. Mind mapping. Draw a map of your thoughts on a topic. This helps you see connections between ideas. Using inquiry-based learning techniques for reflection. Inquiry-based learning is like being a detective. You ask questions and seek answers. Here's how to use this method for reflection. 1. Ask open-ended questions. Instead of yes or no, ask questions like, what did I learn today? Or how can I apply this knowledge? 2. Explore different perspectives. Look at a topic from various angles. This can deepen your understanding. 3. Encourage curiosity. Always be curious. The more questions you ask, the more you learn. Building metacognitive skills through reflection. How to promote metacognitive skills in your classroom. To promote metacognitive skills in your classroom, start by encouraging your students to think about their own thinking. This means getting them to ask questions like, how did I solve this problem? Or what strategies worked for me? Here are a few tips to help you do this. 1. Model reflective thinking. Share your thought process when solving a problem. Show them how you think and reflect. 2. Use think alouds. While teaching, verbalize your thoughts. This helps students understand how to approach problems. 3. Create a safe space. Let students know that it's okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are a part of learning. Self-assessment methods to encourage reflection. Self-assessment is a powerful tool to help students reflect on their learning. Here are some effective methods. 1. Journals. Have students write about what they learned each day. 2. Checklists. Provide lists of skills or concepts for students to check off. 3. Peer reviews let students evaluate each other's work. Experiential learning practices that foster reflection. Experiential learning is all about learning through experience. Here are some practices that can help your students reflect more deeply. 1. Group projects. Working in teams allows students to discuss their thoughts and learn from each other. 2. Field trips. Real-world experiences can spark questions and reflections. After a trip, ask students what they learned and how they felt. 3. Role-playing. This fun activity helps students step into someone else's shoes. It can lead to deeper insights and reflections. When students engage in these practices, they are not just learning, they are also reflecting on their experiences. This reflection is key to developing their metacognitive skills.